It's nothing new for Texas Democrats to push for campaign finance changes. It's hard enough for a Democrat to raise money for a statewide race without a GOP megadonor sending millions to that party's candidates. But in a year with Tea Party rallies against politics as usual, even Republican U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison has taken a stand against the current system that allows unlimited donations in non-judicial races.
I do think that there should be some amount beyond which we don't go. There shouldn't be the impression that people can buy their way in for the governor to be able to meet with people.
Governor Perry is for some type of reform. He doesn't support contribution caps, but he does want to increase transparency so people can follow the dollars from donor to candidate more easily. Austin Representative Democrat Mark Strama has tried for the last 4 years to cap individual campaign donations. He says a veto threat from Governor Perry has kept it from going very far. But it would take more than just a new governor to get the bill through.
It's one thing to say, if you send me this bill, I will sign it. It's another thing to say, send me this bill. Here's what it needs to look like. I'm going to out anybody who is working against it in the legislative process. I'm going to hold them accountable. I'm going to make them explain themselves to their voters back home.
He says without the push from above, lawmakers just aren't inclined to change the law. Craig McDonald is director of Texans for Public Justice, a political watchdog group that specializes in following campaign contributions. He's skeptical that any of the rhetoric on the campaign trail will translate into that push.
I don't think that talk right now during the campaign season has ever translated after candidates get into office. That is, once you get into office as a candidate, you don't want to change the rules. Limits look a whole lot better before you get elected than limits look after you get elected.
Because each of them got elected under the current system, and it's safer with the devil you know. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.